Hey there, this is Sharina Mayani, your coach and mentor of the Money Flow Masterclass series. I'm so excited for you that you are joining these classes. The next class coming up is amazing. Make sure you take lots of notes, and not only that, make sure you apply the information you learn and enjoy it. Your host will be joining you, Diane Byron, and really giving you the most amazing experience. So, see you later.
Hi, and welcome back to the Money Flow Masterclass 2019. I'm your host, Diane Byron, and together with our founder, Sharina Mayani, we have gathered over 30 experts who are going to be sharing their wisdom, their tools, and their strategies to help you master your time, energy, and mindset so you can create an epic life and business. And I'm so excited to bring our today's guest to you today because she is going to give you some really tangible tools to walk into your business and move it forward with grace and with joy. I've just had a few moments speaking with her and my face lights up just looking at her face. She's so peaceful and I want that. And so Guritaj emerged as a founding practitioner of the Kundalini. She's a prolific writer and author of 4 popular books, including A Slice of the Beloved, Connection of Relationships, The Moon She Rocks You, Revealing the Secrets of Women's Inner Emotions, and The 13th Month, How to Get an Extra 29 Days Each Year and Empower Your Essence. She has also developed 7 transformational, powerful online courses and teaches around the world. And I know you've been traveling so much, so thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I love doing these summits, you know, whenever I can. And I just love to get to serve people. And that's the most important thing. It's like my subtitle is the energy guru. And what that means is not that I am that, but that I want to make everybody else their own energy guru. Because what if we all had tools to change our energetic states all day long? You know, when you got snagged and taken out by something like terrible conversation. I was just on with a client and his daughter ended up total full-on meltdown while we were on the phone, right? You know, so you get off the phone and you deal with that, right? You know, but it's like everybody has a lot of things in their life that come down the pike. Unless you got that certificate, you know, saying this is the perfect life for you. And if you did, then you shouldn't be on this call. Okay. Otherwise, let's get real here and say that it's not, do you have obstacles or bumps or, you know, challenges? It's what do you do with them?
Right.
And they're going to come along all day in different forms. Like, you know, I tried to fill out this government form today on my sales tax because I have a lot of products that I sell wholesale. It was like, oh my godness. I was like, this is insane. So we have a gazillion of those all day long, right? So I want to give you some really simple things you can do. And then I want to tell you, if you're really smart, I have these flip charts on my site that are like 4x6. You can carry them in your purse. You can set them up on your desk. They're made out of recycled paper. And there's 18 1-to-3-minute exercises for release and 18 1-to-3-minute exercises for rejuvenation. That you can do in your car, on the way to the bathroom, by your desk, at your desk. You know, there's a lot of different ones, but really it's about shifting your energetic states, because for being such an amazingly intelligent and informed audience, the thing that we're the stupidest about is our own energy. You know, all we do is we get upset, we get emotional, or we just stuff it down and we go, okay, I'm not going to react to that. I'm going to, you know, but we get like Cruella de Vil, right? So I want to give you some really good tools that you can use. And then I'm going to say, if you're really smart, go buy, you know how much they are? They're $25. Go buy them. Okay. It's like, you know, you can carry them with you. You can take them in the car. You can share them with your children. You can share them with your office people, you know, so that it's not only do you look weird when you're doing it, but you're like, join in the weirdness, okay? All right? So this one's really simple. You're just going to interlace your fingers. And I'm going to encourage you to do something that you don't do. This is your easy way. However you did it, go do it the opposite way. take your hands and like whatever thought. I know, I love watching you do this, Doug. That's how everybody is. Make it so that your opposite pinky is on the bottom. It's uncomfortable, right?
I had to think about how I did it. Perfect.
I had one time in a class, I had somebody say, there is no other way. I get it.
Love it.
We get into our patterns. And so what this does to break your patterns. Okay. What this does is we're going to just inhale up to your third eye, your intuition point, and exhale down to your heart. And we're going to do this with your mouth and O, because O breath connects your head and heart. So we're just going to just inhale up and exhale down. We're going to do this for like, I don't know, however long we do, but not that long. Okay. Just close your eyes and feel it. Inhale deeply, keep your hands together, bring them right in front of your third eye, not touching, press your thumbs, pull your fingers apart, squeeze up on your rectum and sex organs. Claim this energy. Look into your hands without opening your eyes through your third eye, and exhale, hands onto your heart. Okay, so how do you feel? Hopefully a little bit more connected, right?
I was going to say energized and peaceful.
Yes. Like, and we did that for maybe, 30, 40 seconds. I didn't look at the clock. Right. But yes, you can do that for just like, even these are things you can do in the bathroom, right? You know, these are things you can do, you know, if you don't care about how you look, you can do it walking to the bathroom. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we actually looked at somebody who was doing something like this and went, good for you, you're changing your energetic states. And the only way this is going to happen is if we all start doing this, right? If we all start caring about not just letting our stuff, you know, encrustate us or react to everything, but that we actually know that we have the power to change our energetic states.
Okay.
So that we can actually be that empowered being that we were meant to be, why we really came here.
I love it.
Because your money, you know, isn't something separate from anything else. It's about flow. And it's a piece of prosperity. And to me, prosperity means pro-spirit. So how activated is your spirit? And then you start attracting the people, the things, the situations that actually activate your gifts and allow you then to be the giver. Somebody told me the other day, you know, I turned 70 on last Friday. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. And somebody says, well, what does 70 feel like? I have no idea, you know, but I usually rollerblade almost every day, hills, and I do yoga, and I feel really good, but I feel like that because of the way I eat, the way I breathe, the way I meditate, that I get up in the morning, that I have a practice. That's what my 13th month book is about the six areas of your life, how you go to sleep. We think that it's about how we get up. How you get up is taken care of by how you go to sleep. When you go to sleep, the frame of mind you go to sleep, do you actually clear your magnetic field before you go to sleep? Or do you take your whole friggin' day to bed with you? Right? You know what I mean? What do you do to make sure that when you go into sleep, you're not just like, you know, unconscious death, right?
Right.
It is a death, but are you walking into that death consciously? You know, that you wrap yourself in the cocoon of the divine, that you read an uplifting poem, that you do something, that you shroud yourself in the divine before you go to sleep. And if you have trouble with nightmares, put on some really good chanting. I don't care if it's Christian, Jewish, Sikh, Hindi, it doesn't make any difference. Really lowly in the background, and it will totally protect you.
Oh, wow.
During the night. It will create a cocoon of protective energy. Because it takes a lot of trust to go to sleep. It really does. You leave your body. And so why not have something protective around, right?
I love it. So in that vein, I know a lot of entrepreneurs out there who are watching this may have trouble actually like falling asleep or staying asleep. Any particular tip that you can share that's going to help us?
Every tip, because sleep has not been my best thing, although I have to say now I'm sleeping so well. So yes, I have all sorts of tips. And in the book, The 13th Month, there's a whole routine that you can do, mm-hmm. you know, to make that happen. And right. one of the things is take a shower before you go to sleep. It's yes. been a very stressful day. Wash your hair, right? Run your feet under cold water and then towel dry them till they're warm. Put some lavender oil or chamomile or majoram, something like that, in your bed, on your feet. And then CBD oil. Get a really good CBD oil. Take a few squirts of it before you go to sleep. And melatonin, time-release melatonin. Okay. I found that that is the best, you know, to take. And then there's always like, there's something called golden milk that has turmeric in it. And, you know, making that with, you know, I don't recommend dairy products, but if you're going to drink milk, if you're not, then, you know, any kind of milk substitute, mm-hmm. heat it up, put some coconut oil in it or some ghee, you know, to add some extra oil that will actually help you to go down more. I put a little cinnamon and nutmeg. Nutmeg is really good for helping you sleep too.
Nice.
And cardamom in mine. And drink that. You know, you can do one of those or all of them. You know, you can combine them and they won't hurt you.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
And then remember to clear out your magnetic field. So in those flip charts, there's all sorts of exercises that you can do to clear this energy that will really help you to go to bed with you, not everyone that you've met during the day and every situation that you still have hanging out in your magnetic field.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
That's amazing. Thank you very much for sharing that. So what else can we do to help live like you? I mean, 70 looks amazing on you, and I'm sure you have some more strategies to either share with how we can function in business without like exhausting ourselves.
Yes, you know, we almost need to have a ritual to step away from your desk, right? You have to have an end time. And I know if you're working out of home, it's even harder. But now that we have our little computer in our hand, right? It's like you can always answer an email. You can always do that one more thing. You can always, you know, and then we get tight inside, right? So having an end time, and my now husband helped me with this, because I would like, you know, go teach a class and then come back and work till 11 o'clock at night, you know? But it's really business success, life success. They all have the same parameters, and it's not about how much shit you can cram in one day, okay? It's not how much did you get done on your to-do list. It's like I have a to-do list that I look at the beginning of the day, and some of it I just know I'm not going to get done today, right? So it doesn't need to be a today to-do list. Have it there and know that, you know, give yourself time and space. And I will tell you one really simple tool: slow down how you speak. Okay? It will slow down how you feel internally. It will allow the other person to hear you better. And you'll feel like you can just drop your words into the other person's heart, like pearls, like your words are important, and you can just drop them in. And if you do that, it will help. Notice how fast our motions get, and how fast if we talk faster, then, you know, we can get more in, right? And it's like, no, the other person can't hear you. It's like bullets, right? So slow it down. Stretch time and space. Slow it down.
I love it. That's definitely going to help me. Because as a Boston Yankee, I tend to talk pretty quick.
Oh, me too. I was one of six kids in a really loud Irish family, right? And it was if you talk over them and you just need to do this, like, yeah. My teacher, you know, was like, slow it down, slow it down. So I'm grateful to him for that. So, and many other things. But I really want to say that another thing too is your food. Try not to eat at your desk. Try not to eat in your car. Just take a pledge. Like, even if you just eat for 15 minutes. Go sit somewhere. I know that you've heard this. Bless your food. Thank everyone who was involved with bringing it to you. And ask your body to receive it. I have a super sensitive digestion. So I can look at food and tell if I can eat it today. Okay. So start tuning into what's really good for you to eat, not what's the easiest, not what's the fastest.
Right.
And then make sure that you have things in your refrigerator, in your cabinets, in your desk, and your purse, because as women, we stash shit. I know it. Okay. Make sure that those things are really good. Sunwear makes a really fabulous protein bar that's 5 to 7 grams of sugar for 15 to 17 grams of protein.
Wow.
Now that is a good combo, right? So Sunwear, they have 4 different flavors, find yours, carry them with you. You don't have to eat a whole bar even, just, you know, a few bites.
Right.
And then remember, water, drink, and make my own kombucha. And I just have it and I drink it. You say it takes me about, I don't know, maybe 5 minutes, you know, a week to make it. So it's really, really simple. And finding the simple things that you can do that will help your health. If you're into something and you love it and you're continuously running out to get it, what can you do that can allow it to come to you or that you can make it?
Right.
Because you want your time to sit down and absorb the food. Because if you're doing something else while you're eating, your body doesn't tell you when it's full. It doesn't, because you're not asking it to notify you.
Right, so what I'm hearing is not only make sure the food is healthy and is going to support you, but it's actually kind of forcing, encouraging you to take a break from your desk and go to a different place, sit and eat, because when you go back, you'll be refreshed, is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. You know, they have proven now scientifically that you can only work effectively. It used to be 90 minutes. Now they're saying 60 minutes without taking a break. 60 minutes. Okay, so if you're just, you know, really into something and you're working on it, and you're not taking those breaks, that's what the flip charts are so good for.
Awesome.
Take the break and come back. You'll come back with clarity and more insights, you know? And aren't we always, as entrepreneurs, looking for shortcuts so that we cannot, you know, make everything so challenging? And that is a great shortcut. Change your energetic state so that all of a sudden, you get new input, because what do they say? Most of our thoughts are like rehashed, 99% of them from yesterday. How boring is that, right?
Right. Right, I know one of the things Sharina's taught me and she shares with her clients as well is she time blocks really well. She's like a time blocking ninja. And it's not just about business. She has, at a certain time, she's with her husband. That's it. This is lunchtime, no business, workout time. And so she, yes, everything is planned. Also, there's flow. There's always, you know, room. But she's like, if I don't plan those times, it doesn't happen the way it's intended to happen. So that's what I'm hearing from you as well, is intention. Like,
yes,
set the intention.
Because, you know, I never have the time to do this. I'm like, have you put it in your day? If you don't put it there, it's not going to magically friggin' appear, you know? That time is not going to go, oh, hi, remember you said you wanted to go to the museum, you know?
Right.
Oh, you know, you were going to start studying, you know, art, or you were going to give yourself, you know, time to write some poetry, or whatever your particular creative aspect is. It's so important that we exercise, that we consciously breathe, but that we also have time for our creativity. And if we think, you know, like they're taking that out of the schools, right? And we're seeing what's happening. Not good stuff, okay? We need that. So yes, time blocking, whatever you want to call it. This is it, you know? Write it in your schedule, you know, because otherwise it's not just going to, you know, no ninja's going to pop in and give it to you.
Right. It's
not going to happen.
It doesn't. And I love that you're sharing that. And I want to point out also that you are outside while doing this class.
Yes, I am.
It's amazing. And
yeah, you want to see my backyard? I have a great backyard.
What?
I have an orange tree and I have orchids blooming. And
so yeah. I'm having this feeling where you like to be outside and it's a place that grounds you. And like how important
I work with my office doors open like 90% of the year. I have French doors on my office. I work with them open. The other day, actually, I had something that came in. I thought, God, that's a really loud beetle, because beetles come in and visit me all the time. I'm like, that's not the right time of the year for beetles. Then I walked out into my kitchen and there was this poor hummingbird banging against the window trying to get out. This hummingbird had come in the house. So then I tried to catch this hummingbird with a paper bag thinking that'll be softer. It did not work. Right. But and then the hummingbird tries to play dead, like, I'm dead, don't worry about me, I'm dead, you know, just lays out flat. You can't believe that how flat a hummingbird can get. Wow. So I got this little jar and I caught it in a jar and then I put it out in my jasmine plant and it laid there like, oh no, what are you going to do to me now? And I'm like, you're just going to fly, darling.
I love it.
Pretty magic.
I love it. But it's reminding me also that like I've joined your, you know, been on your Facebook page and you travel a lot. So what I'm seeing from you is a lot of nature and what that, it clearly brings something to you. So I'd love you to share that, because I think we spend so much time at our desk, like literally that's why I have the screen behind me, is so I get more of, even though it's not real, because I can't work outside where I live right now. It reminds me like surround myself with nature.
Yes. Yes. I know. I was in Seattle last week and I had a day off that I was supposed to get to spend with the people that were there, but they found out their dog had cancer. So they were taking their dog to it's his favorite beach before he, you know, left. And so I got this day to myself and I just did this walk, and all of a sudden from the beach, they were right on Lake Pontchartrain and I'm sorry, Puget Sound. So anyway, this huge bird comes in front of me. I'm like, wow, Tom didn't tell me they had condors. And I was like, it sat in the tree and it was like, I was like, not a condor, I'm an eagle. It was this huge eagle that flew in front of me and then left and flew around me. It was like really pretty magical. And if we never get out in nature, then we're not getting that nurturing that we need from that. Yeah, I spent my birthday on a beach, you know, outside of Los Angeles, just outside of Malibu, because that's my first love, is mm-hmm. the beach. And it was like, yes, yes, but, you know, it's easy to forget. And for me, it's like just going out and weeding my garden is a joy. You know, it's just getting your hands in the earth, your feet on the earth, remembering, smelling, like right now I've got, you know, I've got my orange trees and my lemon trees in bloom. And so that smell is like just intoxicating and amazing. And you may not have that, but you have essential oils. Anybody can use really good essential oils, right? Mm-hmm. They're like our smelling salts of the day.
Yes.
Put them on, let them shift your energetic states, because they can. You know, I love Essential 3.
Okay.
Because they're food grade oils. She makes stuff for hospitals.
Oh, nice.
They're so much less expensive than doTERRA or Young Living. And the great story is that she was my ex-husband's next ex-wife and we're good friends.
Excellent.
I trust her integrity. Yeah.
And yeah. That, you know, I know you have a free gift to share with our audience, but I also want to like hearing messages like that. Like that was like a perfect message. Like, we think about having exes and it doesn't have to be. And this is a beautiful example of, you don't have to be at confrontation with people, even if you don't agree. And it's a beautiful example for business as well. Like you might have a client who's not your ideal client and it's okay to refer them to someone else with a blessing. Like you don't have to be antagonistic about it. So I love that you shared that. It's like, it went right through my head. Like we can all love each other. It doesn't matter.
And then I want to say something too. When you get on these summits, there's a tendency to like run after everybody and claim all their free gifts and you never do anything with them. I'm going to say, find your person.
Yep.
Listen to them all. Find your person and follow that person.
Right.
Claim their gift. Go work with them personally. Get a program from them. Work with that person, you know, as opposed to like, you know, feeding yourself with everybody and then having terrible indigestion. All right. Just, you know.
I love that.
One person. Pick your one person, not two or three or four or five. One.
Love it. That's beautiful.
Person you're most connected with. And then dive deeply because depth matters. Okay.
I like that. You're like so much wisdom. I could just talk to you all day. But we're committed to keeping this fairly bite-sized so that we can make a difference
really
for you
who are watching. Important. I agree. So you want to know about my gift? My gift is a checklist, an empowerment checklist with a couple little videos to support you. And like I said, my goal is to make you your own energy guru. My latest book is Empower Your Essence. It's like, I want to see you empowered and empowered to do what you came here to do, which is your gifts are how open you are to the divine energy. That's what they really are. So how do you do that?
Love it. Ooh, I love it. Thank you so much, Gritesh, for taking the time with me today and our audience to share your gifts.
Thank you. And I just want to say, you know, thank you all for showing up, because that's the first rule. Show up, do the work, and don't be attached to the results.
Yes. That's my favorite thing. I love it. And to all of you who are watching, thank you so much for sharing this space with us. And we would love an email, Sharina, and I would love an email letting us know what's your biggest takeaway from this masterclass. Because then we'll pass it on to Gritesh so she knows exactly where she's landing and she gets to know the impact she's having on you, because our commitment is to have an impact and create a connection within what you're capable of. So I'll be back in your inbox tomorrow with a couple of more experts. And know that we are sending you lots and lots of love and lots of money flow. And let us know if there's anything we can do to serve you.
Wasn't that amazing? If I were you, I would go right away and take action into what I learned from this class that you just took today in the Money Flow Masterclass series. Because here's the thing, action and miracles happen when you start moving with it, right? So I'll see you for the next class.